Reactivators Pod! Welcome to Reactivators Podcast, where we review video games from inside video games. Oh, the Reactivator is a magical device that allows us to travel into the world of any video game. We react to the games we invade. Every week on the show, we bring a guest into the Reactivator to give them an opportunity to see one of their favorite video games from a new perspective. You Muppet. If you like this podcast, hit us up on iTunes with a 5-star review. We appreciate you and we love you. And check out patreon.com/supernpcradio to find additional content from us and all your favorite video game podcasters in the Zoo Tycoon crew. I'm your host, Mr. Triple A, the Cod King, Nick Banana Costanza, and joining me as always, my fearless co-host, the Moss Man, Baby Tyler Schnupp. Tyler, I hope you're making anime noises over there.
I'm making Dragon Ball noises for sure.
There's a lot of that, especially in American dubbing of anime, I feel like, where people are like,
Yeah, it's a lot of noises.
It helps because it makes me think something's happening.
Yeah, I guess it's effective in that way.
So a lot of the time I'm just watching, I'm like, there's a cartoon, there's like motion on screen, but is there anything happening? Right. And then to hear a noise. Yeah, I don't get it. I'm not good at being a consumer.
Yeah, your media literacy is sort of, that's a term I've been hearing thrown around a lot these days because people are upset people don't understand a Dune.
Do they not understand it, or do they think it's like boring?
I think they're like the things I've seen that people are upset about is like, oh great, another white savior, when I believe he's supposed to be sort of anti-hero-esque, correct?
Yeah, I don't think you really, not to spoil anything, but at least going off the movies, I'd be surprised anyone watches those movies and thinks being a white savior is always cool. That's the point of this.
Well, you know what they also say? Common sense is not as common as you think.
Who said that?
Me.
I love Dune. I'm all in on Dune right now.
Yeah, because you like Star Wars.
Because I like Star Wars, because I like Lord of the Rings. It's like a new epic movie series, and it just like Lord of the Rings in particular, it wasn't just watching the first one where it clicked for me, it was watching the second one where all of a sudden I felt like, okay, I get it now. I had my taste of the world, and now that I know a little bit more about it, I want to go back. I could just watch these movies on repeat.
Yeah, well, not me, but I'll try it.
I just want to live in the world of Arrakis.
Oh, that's nice.
Arrakis, my dune.
Would you call me?
My dune. Stellan Skarsgård. The Blob Man. I got the Dune Lego.
Is there a Dune Lego?
Yeah.
Is that true?
It's true. See, he's got his long flowy robe on.
Yeah.
Check out Reactivators on TikTok for a clip of that.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, check out the TikTok if just to see the toys, if anything.
Oh, I'll do a toy stream for sure.
Do you want? I'll show you a toy that I got in the mail. Okay.
Whoa. That's books, isn't toys.
Dragon Quest art book. Yeah, it's pretty much just pictures.
Mm-hmm. Picture book. Books art isn't book. Toys.
Yeah, it is. It's a little bit toys.
Well,
I actually got a bunch of toys. Actually, I'll save that for my segment called Toys.
What the heck? You spoiled the segment? Baby Tyler, how's games?
Broken record over here. It's still friggin' Elden Ring.
Snooze.
It's not a snooze. It's actually really fun.
Borzo.
It's not Borzo. It's just really good. I've got Big Sword.
Okay. I'm happy for you.
Great. And I've felled many great enemies.
Okay, name them.
Godric.
One.
Okay, he's tapping on his knees. What's the other guy? Wolfman with sword in mouth.
Two.
That's it. That's all I can think. Wait. Oh no. Now that's it. That's all I can remember the names of.
Three.
Blood guys.
Four.
Wing guys.
Five. These are five enemies I fought in Elden Ring. That was just a little improv, the unaware.
Yep. You hear that? UCB.
It doesn't matter, Tyler, what improv institutions think of us. What matters is what the listeners think of us.
Right. And I do feel like that was also for you.
What was?
Nothing.
Ask me what I'm gaming.
All right, what are you doing?
Tyler, I have gone all in on a little game called Balatro.
Okay, snooze fest. Bore.
I thought it was gonna be, but it turns out my friend Courtney has great taste in video
I
games.
think my friend Courtney does as well. I just haven't jumped in yet.
I mean, Courtney Vinay's shout out here. Every time she recommends something, I love it. This game is so much fun. It really is like the spiritual successor to Slay the Spire. I know so much more about it than I knew when we talked about it last week.
Okay, and Yu-Gi-Oh is in there or not?
I really thought Yu-Gi-Oh was gonna be, and maybe he is like hidden in it somewhere, but I haven't found him yet.
That's what it do, Yugi! From the famous video.
Hey, it's me, Joey Wheeler. Joey, Yugi's friend from Brooklyn.
They got all kinds of voices in that, huh?
They do, yeah. Balatro's great. It's so fun. It's really addictive. It sort of has the mindless deck building aspect of Slay the Spire. The fact that there's no story, I thought it was going to bug me or something. It doesn't. It really is just such a fun multitasking activity. You're just building these cards up. There's all kinds of jokers in it, jokers of different powers. There's a joker that makes it so if you play a club, then you get a bonus point. There's a joker that if you play a two, you get a bonus point.
Sorry, I'm looking for a bridge to jump off.
There's a joker that is invisible. I made that up. I couldn't think of a third one. I was like you earlier.
Yeah, but you only named three things. I named five.
Gluttonous joker.
Okay, four.
Sneaky joker.
Five. These are five cards.
Yes, I did it.
Just
What
like
if
me.
we did? This is crazy. What if we did do improv on this show one time?
Nick, I don't want to do that.
Come
Improv
on.
sucks.
It's what if it was funny?
Huh, I never thought of it like that. Maybe it could be funny if we did it.
Maybe. Tyler, we should probably bring in our guests. Are
Okay.
we doing this? Are we bringing in our guests?
You led the way here. I don't know.
I don't even want to talk to these guys today, to be
No, I
honest
don't
with
either,
you.
really.
We have a couple fantastic returning guests. The host of the Reactivators podcast, please welcome Tyler Schnupp and Nick Costanza.
Yeah, great. I'm here.
Hi.
Hi.
You guys are nerds?
Dorks.
dorks. Right. What's your favorite thing about dork culture?
The toxicity, the toys.
Oh, I love toys.
Toys are so cool. How old are you?
30.
Cool, 33.
Jesus year.
What?
You're
Oh,
in
my
your Jesus
Jesus
year.
year.
That's the year he died.
Yep.
Gosh, you guys, we haven't had you on in a minute.
Yeah, once a month I think we've been doing it, but
I'm curious, have you had a sleepover since the last one?
huh. Yeah, I guess we did.
We did, yeah, we had one. My buddy Ben Castle mentioned that he liked that episode.
That's very nice of Ben. Sounds like the name of my lawyer as well.
Ooh, deep cut reference. Always nice to meet a fan.
Sure. That was nice of him to say.
He actually requested, and this is Nick the guest, not Nick the host speaking. He requested that I do a dating segment on the show. He really did, by the way. So, we're gonna do a quick round of
Okay, you get it out, spit it out.
which five Dragon Ball characters should I date?
Wow.
Tyler, I don't really know anything about Dragon Ball. I remember the dragon
What's his
from
name?
the Boof.
Boof?
Yeah, Boof the Magic Dragon.
As in like a turkey baster?
Yeah,
No.
like he's butt chugging.
He's not boofing, that's Shenron.
Shenron?
Yes, that's the name of the dragon. Can't remember the name of the Namekian dragon
Wait a
off the
minute.
dome.
I'm thinking of the dragon that only appears in the movies.
Who
Isn't
could you
it a
mean?
dragon?
Oh yes, oh the Icarus.
Icarus. There's like a character who only appears in the
The Dragon Ball
movies.
movies, yeah. When I did my Dragon Ball movie podcast
That's right. Shout
on
out to the
Patreon.
Bonk Boys.
Yeah.
Hey, patreon.com/supernpcradio. Dig through those archives, my friends.
Yep. Icarus, that's Gohan's best friend dragon, who's only in the movies, you're correct.
That's crazy to have a best friend who only appears in your movies.
It is, and it's even crazier that none of the movies are canon.
What?
Can you believe it? We've taken a break. Like, we should say this. We've not a break. We just banked a couple episodes before Akira Toriyama unfortunately passed away at
We
the age
were on
of
a break. Sorry, I just
not
realized what we're talking about.
yeah. He was 68. Real shame he didn't live 1 year longer. That would have made him laugh.
Agreed.
But so this is sort of a, it feels like a Dragon Ball themed episode, which I'm very happy about.
Oh, I guess it is kind of a Dragon Ball themed episode.
Yeah, based on the game that's in the title of the episode and this segment and possibly
Oh.
mine.
Oh, interesting. Well, I guess it's time. Oh, wait a minute. We have to do the five things thing first.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tyler, tell me five Dragon Ball characters that I should date.
Okay. Who do I think would be really good for Nick? First off, I don't know if you'd date this character, but at least you'd be companions. I'm gonna say Pu'ar, the cat, the shape-shifting cat.
One.
No, that's it. This is what you want this segment to be.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
War?
Pu'ar.
How you spell it?
Pu ar.
That's funny. War the cat. Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh, Quara's cute. A little small.
Yes, that's why I said companion rather than. But Puar does have like a, it feels like a sick thing with Yamcha. Here, can I say this? I listened to Video Games at a Comedy Show when they did an episode about Dragon Ball when he passed with, it was Jeremy in July. Never wanted to punch my phone harder in my life. They were
Whoa.
mispronouncing names. They had not, they were like, have you seen this? Read this? No. You believe that, Nick?
No, I love Gaku.
I'm charging up. This is what I also wanted to say. This is what I should have said when I was we were talking about what we were playing. No, I'll save it for my segment. Let me correct a name that those two couldn't even get out. It's Yajirobe, not Yajirobe.
Jotaro.
Yajir, no, it's Yajirobe.
Yajirobe. Yajirobe. I'm looking it up.
I think you guys would hit it off pretty well,
Yajirobe.
I'll be honest.
Oh, I see. Really?
Yeah, I think you guys would hit it off.
Really? Is this
Okay.
a thick boy? I'm not, Maybe we need to go on a date first.
Okay, listen, I think you'd be good companions. We'll say that.
Okay.
Eye roll.
Okay.
Here's another person that I'm going to correct.
Two. Yes, go for it.
It's not the great Saiyan man, like Jeremy in July said. It's the great Saiyan man.
The great Saiya man.
Yeah, it's Goku. No, so, oh, excuse me. Oh, I can't believe that. It's Gohan
What?
as a superhero.
Three. Oh, this guy looks so cool.
Yeah.
If I saw this photo on Tinder, I would be swiping right.
You love superheroes too, you know?
Yes, I do. That is accurate. I saw Madam Web last night.
Did you?
Yeah, it's very fun.
Can you and I'll try not to spoil it completely, even though it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
I just happen to have a pair of sunglasses on me, hanging on my shirt. And when the last scene happens, you better believe I cracked up everybody I was at the theater with.
You mind putting them on?
Yeah, and then mimicked her the way she was sitting.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
You know what my feelings are on it? This is a movie with an 11% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. I do think it is very bad. I also think it's entertaining
Yeah.
throughout. I think in some ways it's worse than Morbius. A lot of ways it's freaking better. Morbius is like such a nothing character. I actually thought her performance was good, but like the movie is bookended by like the most embarrassing things you've ever seen. The true laugh out louds.
Yeah, I just want to go home and watch Idol.
Because this movie, they originally shot it to be set in the 90s because there's a whole plot about Peter Parker being born in the movie. The original intention was that it was Andrew Garfield's Spider-Man. Then in the reshoots, they changed it to 2003. So that's why there's so many reshoots and redubs, because all the bad guys' dialogue is like dubbed over
Yeah,
so horribly.
really bad.
But they changed it to 2003 so it could be Tom Holland's Spider-Man. But then they took all the references out to Spider-Man altogether.
Right.
What the heck are they doing?
Little
Sony,
ridiculous.
call us, babe.
Call us, babe. We got this. We can help.
Okay, great Super Saiyan man. I'm a big fan.
It's not Super Saiyan Man. It's the Great Saiyan Man.
Saya.
That's pretty good. Three. Four. Number four. Who do I think? There's so many. I'm gonna say Adult Chi Chi.
Adult Chi Chi.
Yes, because in Dragon Ball she is a kid. I don't want you dating her.
Wait, is she always a kid?
No, she's a. That's why I said adult Chi Chi.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. The
She.
first image of her as a child is not. Oh. Oh, wait a minute. Wait, is she a child? I can't.
No, she's an adult later in the
Which
series.
she. Some of her outfits
Yeah.
are risque.
They. Yep.
And it, one of them looks to be when she's in child form.
Yeah, that's
And she
correct.
seems more buttoned up as an adult.
Yes, she runs a tighter ship the older she gets, and I think that's something that could be good for you, Nick. The way you've been partying and running around, gallivanting around town. I think you need to be reeled in. I think you need a strong woman at home.
She has a nice kind of hoplite style helmet as a man of Mediterranean origin. I very much appreciate that.
A man of Mediterranean origin.
Is Italy Mediterranean?
You listen, it's not something I'd ever say if I was Italian, but
Well, I'm 3% Levant.
great. And number one, a four, by the way. Sorry, I should say five.
Thank
My last one here. Who do I think would be good for Nick? Maybe Corin.
you. Corin. Okay, I'm looking that up.
He's Yajirobe's best friend, and he's also a cat.
What?
Yep.
That's two cats you
And he talks
recommended.
like this.
That's funny, actually.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm kind of into him.
Okay, he's cool.
He's cool. I like his little stick. Great. These are five characters from Dragon Ball that Nick should date. Wow. Now, Tyler, that was longer than the speed round I anticipated, but I do have one quick segment. You may have
What?
noticed my name on Zoom. Well, that's why it's time for Helldivers 2. For democracy. I need more bullets. I need more bullets. Hasta la vista, baby. Hasta la vista, baby. Hasta la vista, baby. Hasta la vista, baby. Now that is a weapon.
Can't wait to
Tyler,
cut this whole segment out.
I am beaming up right now to my spaceship from Helldivers. I have a line to the spaceship in the reactivator. The Lady of the Stars is the name of my ship, and there's a man on there I met this weekend. His name is the Drone Master.
Okay.
Yeah, he's become like a real fan favorite on the voice chat when I've been playing with my friends, and this guy is an experienced combat vet. It's not a Stolen Valor, by the way. He's killed a lot of bugs and robots,
Okay, not stolen
and
valor. Good to know.
he recently suffered a friendly fire incident by some of his squad mates. Here he is, our wartime correspondent. Please welcome the Drone Master.
Hello, I am the Drone Master.
Wow. He sounds a lot like a lot of other guys who've been on this show.
I am the Drone Master.
Wow. Great to meet you, Drone Master.
It's good to meet you, Tyler.
Okay, it sort of sounds like a robot. Sort of. I don't know.
Am my own original character, the Drone Master. I got it. This is how I sound. I'm sorry. My system isn't used to the airflow here on the planet Terra. So I must modulate my voice.
Okay,
I am the Drone Master.
just play to your strengths. I get it. Great to meet you. You have a what the hell do you want?
The Terminid invasion is deadly. I need your support for democracy.
Huh? You need my support? Nah.
Join. What?
Nah.
May I repeat myself? What? You don't
Yeah.
want to come up and fight robots?
No, not at the moment. I'm a little broke.
What about bugs?
Bugs Bunny? Eh.
That's right, Doc.
Love him.
Well, Tyler, I'll probably be visiting the show again to convince you to join the fight for democracy.
Okay. Next time we speak, I'll probably have a little more money.
Well.
Just got a raise, got a promotion. Pretty cool.
Congrats. I got a battlefield promotion when my commander stepped in a minefield.
Well, I guess that's similar to mine.
What happened? Did you step on some bread?
Let's just say somebody tried to step on me. They should have tried harder.
Now that's the spirit I like to hear. Oh, huh. I'm landing on the planet Turing. The flying Terminids have invaded.
Okay, well, so good to see
you. You sure you don't want to come up?
No, I'm fine.
I got an extra gun. All right, dude. All right, I'll be back now.
Okay, bye, dude.
Drone Master signing out.
Wow, he did a little pin in the air like he was signing it out.
You know what I like about him? He's different.
I don't know if that's true, but
he's different from other people that we've met here before.
Not much, but I don't really see that.
I gotta tell you, I suppose. I'm not even kidding, and I know this guy's really just become a hit on the voice chat, but at 4:55 this very day on a certain group chat of a certain host of this podcast, someone said, "I can't stop thinking about the Drone Master." And it wasn't me. I'll give you a hint.
Who was it?
It was my friend Jack.
Oh, okay. Yeah, great.
He said it. That's my segment. Oh, I'm jacking out.
Nice for Jack. this segment is, of course, called, what did I want to call it? Toys. Showing my toys. I think that's probably the best I can do at the moment. So our father has died. Akira Toriyama. He's passed away. Right before, he had a bunch of projects coming out. Sandland being a big one. Which is a video game, and it was going to be a movie. Now it's going to be a series on, I guess, on Disney Plus. Ugh. I don't have Disney Plus.
So like, what if Disneyland was all Adam Sandler characters?
So Sandland came. I also played the demo today, Nick, for Sandland. Ooh. The game I'm really looking forward to, and it looks so sick, and it is actually pretty fun. Because you get to drive around in a cool freaking tank.
Now you're speaking motorcycle. My language. Motorcycles are very cool.
He's got a motorcycle, or he's also got a big old mech suit.
Ah! Did somebody say mech suits?
No.
We have those on bug-infested worlds.
Okay, so they have that in Sandland, too. So if you don't know
what's... Sorry. I'm going to unplug the reactivator.
Thank you. If you don't know what Sandland is, it is like it's like a Akira Toriyama doing Mad Max.
Ooh, Furiosa.
I am looking forward to that.
I think that trailer looks sick. I'm not even kidding. And I don't know, people are going to be like, "Oh, there's more CG." Yeah, there is. Yeah. It's fine.
Doesn't matter. It's going to be sick. I love Mad Max shit. But the main character's name is Beelzebub. He is a demon, and he's a little kid demon, and he's got a friend who's an old man named Thief, and then there's a grizzled war veteran, sort of maybe more grizzled than that other guy. And it's really fun, and I had some friends in town. They're in a band. They're playing in town. Took one of them to Little Tokyo, and I got a bunch of, you know, those cool, you put some quarters in, you turn the turnstile, and then get a cool toy that's random.
I love that.
I should figure it. That should maybe be the name of the segment.
The name of the segment is toys. We can do it. We don't need to change it.
I got first I got one that's just Thief, who's an old guy, and I was like, that I don't want that. I want the cool one. And then I did get one that's Beelzebub.
Oh, I actually like the design of this character way more than I expected to.
It's a good looking thing. It's if you're interested in the manga, it's very short, it's a very quick story, and it looks really good.
I'm not.
But
I'm not interested.
You're not.
No.
Okay. Well, the game's fun. I also went to Kinokuniya, which is like the anime or the manga bookstore in Little Tokyo. I was looking for stuff, couldn't find any. It was like, whatever. It was just like a day after, two after Kira Toriyama died. And I was trying to get out of the building, and there's a guy pushing a bunch of boxes, or he's like pulling them out the door. And I was trying to get out, and he goes, "Sir, do not get close to me!" And he was yelling at me. And I said, "I'm not." And then he was like, "Do not try to push the boxes!" And I said, "I'm not doing that." He said, "Please move out of the way!" And I was like so far from him. He just wanted to yell at me. And to that man I say, "Fuck you and your freaking parents, dumbass."
Dang.
Yeah.
Was that a real story?
Yeah, it was real, Nick.
Okay. I wasn't sure.
What do you mean? Just,
it seemed like...
It seemed like cartoonish?
It seemed cartoonish. So this guy would just be yelling at you and getting increasingly angry.
Yeah, when I wasn't doing anything. This is my whole life, Nick.
I mean, if everybody...
This world wants me dead, dude.
Tyler?
What?
If everyone else is the problem, do you think you might share some responsibility?
No, they're trying to kill me because it's my Jesus year. The year Jesus died, 33.
Oh, shoot. That makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
They want to fulfill the prophecy.
Yeah, make me freaking damn Jesus.
You wish.
Shut up. Checking out.
That was such a delayed response. I wasn't even sure if it was directed at me or not.
It may have not have been.
Wow, three amazing segments. And I know what our listeners are saying. We want to hear more from the Drone Master. Well, guess what? No, you probably not. Will.
Nobody cares about him.
I've noticed this. This episode hasn't come out yet as we're recording it, but apparently the Discord is blowing up. Everybody's like, Drone Master, he's the new Quipped Keeper. I don't know. It's crazy.
No, he can't be, because he, in comparison, he's quite regular.
He's a guy who wants you to fight in the war.
Yeah, he sort of sounds like five other people on this fucking pod.
Oh my gosh, we have to take a quick break, Tyler.
Okay.
And once we come back from it, we're going to talk about our game of the week, Dragon Ball Z Budokai. Hey, pour one out for Akira Toriyama. Tyler, don't pour that actual beer out on your desk. Don't pour it. Oh, he did. He actually did. Now he's drinking it. Rest in peace. We'll be right back. Bye.
Bye.
And we're back. Dragon Ball Z Budokai is a fighting game developed by Dimps and released in 2002. Tyler, take it away.
Dimps
indeed.
Well, in Japan, this game is just called Dragon Ball Z, but in America, it's called Dragon Ball Z Budokai. Differentiate. I don't know. I wish I knew.
Why even add a Japanese word to the American release?
They got weird, man. I can't confirm. The release for PlayStation 2. Oh, that's the only way I've played it. No, I guess I played it on GameCube a little bit.
Tyler, I have a confession.
What happened? What, did you kill something?
Yes. My... Tyler, I don't know how to say this. I don't know anything about Dragon Ball Z.
You don't know anything about it?
I know a little bit through cultural osmosis, but let me take you back to the year 1999. I'm a young boy in my prime, 6 years old, and I start flipping through channels, and my mother sees me watching adult animation cartoons and says, no, you can't watch any more cartoons ever. Cartoons are bad. And as much as I tried to sneak into her room when she wasn't there and watch Dragon Ball Z or Gundam on the little TV by my parents' bed, I get caught. I wasn't allowed. I just have some big anime blind spots.
Seems like you have animation blind spot, but...
Yeah, but like specifically for the anime of the 90s and early 2000s and then like mid 2000s, obviously everybody knows I'm a big Naruto freak.
Yeah, missed me. I
love Naruto. I am a jujitsu master.
You are in real life?
I am a shinobi warrior.
In real life?
Yeah, I am. Did you see Aquaman 2?
No.
It's bad, but there is a very funny moment where Patrick Wilson does the Naruto run because he's never run on land before.
That's cool.
And it was worth the 2 hours I sat in the theater watching it.
That's cool. I was a huge Dragon Ball guy. I would watch this all the time. I would play this game all the time. I was big into it, Nick. This is how little boys used to connect with over Dragon Ball Z. And it was nice seeing all the nice things that people said online about Dragon Ball and all the Dragon Ball related stuff when he passed away. And reminded me of my nice friends growing up, that Nathan and Philip, who I used to play this game with a lot, would borrow a copy of Dragon Ball Z Budokai, and I would play it at my house. I would try to unlock all characters like his brother had. And sometimes I'd borrow his memory card just to see what all the freaking guys looked like. And it was so sick.
That's so sick.
Some really good fits. Akira Toriyama, King of the Drip. This guy knows how to draw some freaking outfits.
Can I say,
what?
Despite my lack of knowledge, it is sad when these creators die. It's sad when any, like, creative dies, I feel like, but especially when it's somebody who does a manga series or something, the stories go on for so long that it just makes you sad at the chance that they might end before they're supposed to. I feel like there's a very similar outcry when another one of your favorites, Berserk, when that creator passed away. It's a real bummer. Yu-Gi-Oh! That's another one. It keeps happening, Tyler.
Yeah.
How do we stop it?
How do we stop it? I guess you wish on the Dragon Ball.
Oh, too fresh.
Sorry,
my friend Icarus is hanging out behind me if I get distracted.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He's sorry, I should have explained this when we were talking about it before. He is Goku's friend in the movies, but he's my friend in real life.
He's Gohan's friend in the movies.
That's what I said.
No, you didn't. Which one's Goku, then?
Super Saiyan Man.
He's not Super Saiyan Man, dude.
Oh, geez. I'm sorry. You need to grab my collar.
These are going to become TikToks. Those lies are going to be exposed pretty quick.
Do you want me to start a real fight with you?
I feel one coming on, I'll be honest, Nick.
Okay, well, simmer down, all right? We got more game to talk about.
Just let me cook, as they say.
Okay, cook away.
Can't remember what I was going to say.
Vegeta is a cool character.
Vegeta rocks. He looks good in this game, too.
He is one of the characters that really imprinted on me when I was a child and Dragon Ball was a Forbidden Fruit TV show. I thought that guy's outfit and his little range finder over his eye, sick as frick. I bought his costume in Fortnite during the Dragon Ball event right away just because it was super cool and he had four different hair colors.
He had four different ones.
I think so. I believe he had four different transformations. One of them, his hair was like purple.
No.
Maybe I'm thinking of Goku.
Well, I'll say this. That's also a no.
Vegeta Fortnite.
Fortnite. He does have a Gallic gun. That's his one of his moves, and it is purple.
No, that's not right. Oh, he has like very turquoise blue hair.
Yes, Super Saiyan Blue. Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan.
Yeah. No, I was wrong. I said purple. It's a dark blue. He's got like Goku style blonde, dark blue, and then a light blue.
Goku style blonde.
Or sorry, Naruto style.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Budokai series. I'm a big fan of all of it. I love the Budokai Tenkaichi series. And they're coming out with a new one, Nick. They're coming out with Sparking Zero.
What's that?
Budokai Tenkaichi 4, basically.
Oh.
The fight mechanics in these games, perfect. Perfect fighting mechanics for it's my favorite fighting mechanics ever. I was a big fan of Budokai Tenkaichi 2, and I know three is good. I just have less experience with it. Here's what I love about these games, Nick. They're for the freaks. They're for the fans. They're putting in side characters that you're like, why would that character be in here? And it's great. It was just like Frieza's like friend, who's like not even who's barely in the series. He's in there. Might as well put Corrin, the freaking cat you're dating, in there. You
Yeah,
okay?
Corrin, or like Thorin.
Why?
I watched the Battle of Five Armies Extended Edition
Okay, we're
earlier.
not talking about that.
I asked
Not this
you to
episode.
remind me to bring it up on a future episode, but
Yeah, we're
I
not doing
needed to
that.
say something.
Right, that's fair. So the new Budokai Tenkaichi, but they have the whole roster. They even go into GT. They got all the weird characters from GT. And guess what, Nick? I did watch GT and I watched all of it. That's insane.
This is one of the few things about Dragon Ball I know, and I already know I'm going to get it wrong. Isn't there a guy who started in a movie and then became a character in the show?
Broly.
Broly, yes.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Super Broly, was that a movie?
Yeah, it was a really good one.
They had a poster up for that at the AMC Burbank for like a full year, and every
No, that
time I
was
walked
Dragon
by
Ball
it,
Z. That was Dragon Ball Super Hero.
okay,
That
yeah.
was the movie after Broly.
After Broly, I wanted to see it because I kept seeing that poster and
It was good.
I never
I
did.
loved it.
And
Saw it with
Broly.
past guest of the show, Matt Adams. Opening
Oh.
night.
Oh, yeah. I went to Herald Night with Ghost of the Pod. Jack, your Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love him.
Was cool. Anyway.
Thanks for
So,
that.
what is Broly cool?
Broly's badass, dude. He was so sick, and for years he was not canon. He was only in the movies, which are famously not canon. And
Right.
then they fucking put him in the movies that are canon, which are the Dragon Ball Super movies.
Sorry, Icarus is whispering to me. Put me in the movies.
I wish, Icarus, I would love to see you in the new movies.
Put me in, make me canon.
And this is what I love now, Nick, because excuse me, what the hell? Now that Dragon Ball Super is such a huge thing, which is the thing, Dragon Ball GT, famously not canon, right?
Right.
Dragon Ball Super comes around because here Toriyama's like, I might as well get back into it. So he resets the timeline that happens after the Buu saga in Dragon Ball Z, and he is more involved than he even was in the show of Dragon Ball Z in Dragon Ball Super. And so now we're going to get all these freaks for Dragon Ball Super, which I've seen twice.
How many episodes is that?
It's like 200 something.
Oy. I tried to finish Naruto and I skipped all the filler arcs and I still couldn't do it. Those shows are a commitment.
Yeah. Well, here's what I would suggest is becoming deeply depressed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, next time.
It's the only way you meet these friends. Gohan, Goku, Vegeta, Broly, Icarus. Piccolo. God, that Dragon Ball Super movie was so sick. But in this new game, they're going to have all the new Budokai games. They're going to have all the guys from Super.
Oh, my gosh. He's really crying. On TikTok, you can see that Tyler's really crying. Rest in peace,
Akira Toriyama. God damn it. Can't even eulogize right.
Mm-mm. That's going to be the clip that goes viral.
It's not.
Tyler can't eulogize. I haven't posted a video on TikTok.
Nick, you've been messing with me all episode.
Oh. What are you going to do about it, punk?
I'm going to destroy you.
Wait a minute. Okay.
What? What was confusing about that?
No, nothing was confusing about it. There was a review of our podcast that always stuck with me where somebody sarcastically said, top tier video game explaining. Because we never talk about the content of the games ever, really.
Yeah.
And part of me is like, should I, as someone who knows very little about Dragon Ball, should I ask you for more actual information on it besides two characters who are mostly not canon? But I don't know. Do I need to?
Budokai is just a fighting game. It's like the first one, the for the topic, it's just a straightforward fighting game where you unlock Dragon Ball characters and you go through the whole Dragon Ball Z saga.
Okay.
And it's great. And it's cool. And it's that straightforward, but it's one of those games. It's like back and forth. There's really good combos. I have them all memorized almost. Some of the big ones, Big Bang Attack, future trunks.
Wait, let me look up Trunks.
You don't know what Trunks looks like.
Trunks. Trunks Dragon Ball. Oh yeah. Not an elephant.
No, not an elephant.
Exactly. I'm saying it's a boy with purple hair.
And then in Super, he's got kind of a blue hint to
it. And this character didn't make the list of characters I should date?
No.
Why?
He's way too good for you, dude.
Too good for me? You're grading people on a scale of if they're good for me or not?
Yeah.
Those are fighting words, my friend.
Okay. All right. Well, come at me, man.
Oh, yeah?
You want to do this right now?
You want to? Oh, oops. I put my foot in the reactivator.
Oh.
Thankfully, I unplugged it earlier.
Well, I'm tipping back.
Oh, your foot's knocking it back into the wall. The plug.
Ah! Last time on Reactivators, Ball Z, Nick and Tyler were sick of hosting a show. They were at each other's throats, and they decided to have a battle to why did they start it? seemed like they were both kind of upset with each other. But regardless, they're going to fight on this episode. Nick and Tyler fight. Didn't think I'd see you in here, Nick. Didn't think you'd agree to this.
Tyler, I was mad at you, but I can't remember why.
Doesn't matter now, does it?
I guess not, since you ambushed me in the sauna!
That's right. I've cornered you in the sauna. One of the greatest battlegrounds there ever was.
I'm putting on my towel.
Oh, this is not good. Quiet, side characters.
This is bad.
I'm getting out of here.
Make me canon.
Who's that?
Don't worry, Icarus. I got this. Honk.
Huh. Seems so confident for someone so weak.
Weak? Check my power level.
Checking. Yeah, still pretty weak.
No. There's something defective with your machine.
Oh, yeah.
Check it again.
Oh, what's this? Oh, it's off the charts.
Yeah!
It's just below 8,000.
That's what I thought.
It's almost as strong as my power level.
Oh, God. He looks disgusting.
Hey, can you guys not body shame me, please?
I just meant he looked sick.
It's the sauna. You're supposed to take your clothes off in here. I'm not weird for doing it.
Surprised lines coming off his face.
Enough talk. Let's get down to this. You're about to see my final form. I call this purple hair.
Very well.
What was that?
Icarus just said, wow, which is exactly how I'm feeling. Purple hair, I thought that was illegal.
It is in most places, but not the sauna.
Oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know if I have it within me to unleash the power.
Could I make a suggestion?
Yeah, who is that?
It's Oolong the pig.
Sure, Oolong.
The only way to win is to always do a spirit bomb as your last attack.
Okay. Spirit bomb is my last attack. Thank you.
No problem. You want to see my penis?
I can see it. You're not wearing a towel. In the sauna, nudity's not weird. Well, guess what, Tyler?
What's that? Scared?
Yes. But I can fight you.
What?
I can fight you.
With what?
Well, I shouldn't use my advice now because you said use it last. Is my first attack my last attack? How many attacks do I get?
Enough talk!
Ow! Ooh! Eee!
Ah, my towel came off.
Oh, God.
Guess what? Spirit bomb!
What?
Wait a minute.
Takes a while. I should have said it takes a while for it to charge up.
Oh. Okay, can I do something else while I wait for this?
Go for it. I'll give you one free hit.
Okay. Purple nipple.
My nipples!
Soon they'll be as purple as your hair.
No, no. They're supposed to stay the same color.
They're not going to. Oh, it's not working. He likes it.
Oh, yes. Purple nurple, huh?
What's that?
What?
Oh, the sliding door is just open to reveal a mysterious figure.
I am Super Sega Man.
No! His power level's off the charts!
I control the Sega Balls.
The what?
The what?
The what?
Make me canon. The Sega Balls. Every soul of every Sega character is contained within these balls. If you wish upon them, your ultimate video game dreams will come true.
Sonic is my wife.
Dude, that was going to be mine.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, maybe we have more in common than we thought.
Huh. Why don't we make a wish together?
Super Sega Man, can we do that?
I don't see why not. Place your hands on the Sega ball.
Okay.
Whoa,
I feel it moving.
We see Oolong jumps in front of it. I wish for everybody to see my penis.
Your wish is granted.
No!
And we're back. Oh, Nick Costanza and Tyler Schnupp, thank you so much for coming back on the show.
Mm-hmm. If you've ever wondered what two dudes doing a podcast can really be like, now you know.
Oh, yeah, Tyler, I said it before, I'll say it again. Remind me to talk about The Hobbit Battle of Five Armies Extended Edition next time I'm on.
I'm going to try not to, but
it's good. No, it's not. I can't talk about it. Nick and Tyler, you guys got anything you want to plug today?
TylordSCH on Instagram, Schnupp69 on everything else. Listen to Patreon. We're part of Super NPC Radio.
Nick stands on everything at Nick_stands on X. You don't have to subscribe on there, but you can check out Reactivators on TikTok. Probably something happening over there.
Yeah.
And you can always rate us 5 stars on iTunes. Great.
Bye.
Bye. See you next time.